The Overcome Today podcast aims to encourage, inspire, and empower through real life stories. My prayer is that when you listen to each episode, you're pointed to Jesus, who loves you with an everlasting love. Remember, your story has power, and when you share it, it can help someone know that they're not doing life alone. But most of all, that navigating life without Christ is pointless. Hello, Overcomers, and welcome to episode 95. Thank you all for your love following my brand refresh. I truly appreciate your words of encouragement and endless support. Last week, Cecilia shared her story of resilience in her calling, despite grief and bitterness. And this week's guest is sharing a story that is along sort of the similar lines about staying obedient and staying faithful. Some may call it coincidence, but you guys, I just believe it is God's design. I didn't plan for it that way. Anyway, this week was somewhat discouraging. Yani, isn't this economy just kicking our behinds? If it isn't the high fuel prices, the rising food prices, inflation, where? Yani, it just feels like we're drowning. But God has been teaching me to fully trust Him. And I've truly seen His hand in my life. But sometimes, let's be honest, and I'll just be honest with you guys, it feels hard to trust when the world around you is so depressing. But He reminded me that His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we can't like put Him in this box. He knew all this would happen even before time began. So it hasn't caught Him by surprise. God is not moved by situations. So as His children, we shouldn't. We should trust in the One who holds our future and will provide for every need. Easier said than done, right? Yes. But if you abide in Him, the more you find it somewhat easier to hold on and trust His word. Did you know we have an Overcomers community? Well, now you know. If you'd like to get updates on new episodes before they go live, what I'm learning, what I'm planning, or if you just need someone to pray with you, then join the Overcomers fam. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes below and share your email, and you can expect some really good stuff in your inbox every week. Guys, I promise I won't be spamming you, but it will be truly worth your while. When you join, tag me at Overcome Today on social media and use the hashtag Overcomers so that more people can join the family. Well, you also haven't noticed, my voice is a bit croaky today. Clearly, the flu that has been going around Nairobi has caught up with me. Anywho, we shall go on. Happy belated Father's Day to all the dads listening in. I know it can be a tough day for those just like me who've perhaps lost their fathers, or for those who perhaps carry father wounds or don't know their father, or for those who even desire to be fathers. I pray that you will fix your eyes on our Heavenly Father who loves you with an everlasting love. Now, this week's guest is a guy. Yes, for a change. I know it's been long since I featured a male voice rather than my husband's on this podcast. Sammy and I went to Daystar together, and since I knew him, he's always had a passion for Christ. He started his career in radio, gospel or Christian radio, which I knew. What I didn't know is that he's been in high school ministry for nearly 20 years. Now, if you follow him on Facebook, you'll see his passion for the young generation. And I just wanted to know, where did it all begin?
Let me give you a very interesting story, Carol. Mm-hmm. In the 90s, mm-hmm. my folks did a lot of school ministry. And I remember one time in 1997, April, I was in class 7. Mm-hmm. And so we accompanied my dad to preach at Moy Girls. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were served so well by the CEO officials after the service. And I made a passing joke. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm a teenager. And so I just made a passing joke. And I said, if this is how good the girls at Moy Girls Kamango are, I'd like to get married to a girl from Moy Girls Kamango.
Wow.
So the love for school ministry just got caught on us, because we'd accompany my dad a lot to preaching sessions in secondary schools. So as it were, they passed on the mantle to me, because I remember a couple of times my mom would be invited to preach at Stereo Boys, and she would tell me, "Hey, I can't go. Can you step in for me?" And slowly by slowly, they passed on the mantle. And here we are. Next year, October 20th, I'll be celebrating 20 years in school ministry.
Oh wow, 20.
Yes.
Wow, and I mean that's awesome that it just stemmed from, your parents, and it's interesting how that just flowed through you. But like 20 years is quite a long time, Sammy. And especially in ministry, so congratulations on that. And the fact that you're still going is just so amazing. So like, what has kept you going all this time for 20 years?
I'll give another story.
It's all right.
I'm full of stories.
Feel free. This is a storytelling podcast, so I'm good for stories.
I'll give you another story. So yesterday I was at Parklands Baptist. I was meeting up with a friend of mine, and we were just discussing ministry. So after the meeting, as we were heading out, a young man calls me, "Teacher Sammy. Teacher Sammy." I looked back, and I didn't know whether he had called me. "Have you called me?" He says, "Yes, Teacher Sammy." And I looked at this guy. I couldn't tell who he was. And he told me, you taught me at Bible Club in Kileleshwa."
Oh, wow.
That time he was a little tiny boy.
Wow.
You get?
Yeah.
Carol, I stood there in awe of the Lord. I stood there, and tears were just flowing freely. Yeah? Like, "Lord, this is what you have done for us. Thank you." But let me give you one that is closer now to high school ministry and why we're still going on. So last month but one, that was April, somebody sends me an inbox on Facebook and tells me, "You preached to me when I was in high school in 2005.
Wow.
I said, "What?" Yeah, she said, "Yeah, 17 years ago." I asked her where. She said, "Komodoi Girls." Now, Komodoi Girls is in Hilongwe sub-county of Kiambu County. And she told me then I was in Form 1. And when we were introducing ourselves after the service in the CU room, I said, "My name is Grace." And then I asked her, Do you know the meaning of your name?" And she said, "No." So I told her, "Your name means favor." Okay? Do you know she looked for me 17 years later?
Oh, wow.
She told me that statement that I told her, that her name means favor. She has been walking in favor ever since.
Oh,
She took
wow.
her name to favor. She looked for me. She met me last month, but one in April at Intengela. She looked for me all the way. I'm from Intengela.
Wow.
And she told me, "I have been walking in favor because I believed that day when you told me that I am favor, I have been walking in the favor of the Lord."
Oh, wow.
What would stop you from doing such ministry if you get such testimonies?
I know. Now, I mean, you totally nailed it on the head. It's such experiences and such stories. I mean, you like you know the way you just plant a seed and you for you just, you move on because it's ministry, but you just see the fruits years later. Wow, that is so amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. And I mean, have there been any challenges? I of course you have these amazing stories of people, and I'm sure you've given me just like two, and they are numerous because clearly I see that on your Facebook, and I know very well the amount of impact that you're having. But have there been any challenges? Are there moments in the 20 years you've been like, "God, is this really what you want me to do? Like, God, really?"
Carol, on the morning of Sunday, 9th September 2018, I was going to preach in a school in Kitengela called Kitengela Girls. Mm. And that morning, I didn't have means to get me to school. Mm. And I told the Lord, Lord, this is now becoming too difficult. Mm. I can't keep going to schools struggling to do ministry. Mm. All right? And I told the Lord, Lord, I want to resign from school ministry. Mm. Because I don't have the facilitation to go to school ministry. Mm. And I need to say this on this podcast. Mm. If you have an opportunity to support a ministry, please support. Mm. Because sometimes what people are only looking for is just that means to get to the mission field. Mm. You get? Mm. And that morning I told the Lord, Lord, I'm done. So, number one challenge is facilitation. Mm. Why? Because some of us are doing this full time. We don't draw a salary at the end of the month. Mm. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And Carol, I need to put this in black and white. Mm. We're not looking for money. It's important to put that out. Mm. And we're not looking for money. But if you can sponsor somebody just to get to point B, mm. kudos.
Yeah.
You get? Mm. But I need to finish that story. Mm-hmm. That very day, somebody blessed me with a car.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
That day I decided I'm going to quit. Mm. Somebody blessed me with a car.
Oh, wow.
The car that I have right now.
Oh, wow.
But the best part of this story, Carol, mm. is the person who blessed me is just a friend on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And she told me two things when she blessed me with a car. Mm. She told me, number one, don't tell people who I am. And number two, make sure that this car I have given you does the work of the Lord. Mm. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So the Lord in his own ways has refreshed us in so many ways. Mm. I cannot complain at all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that is so encouraging to hear. You know, because I think sometimes some people who are in ministry or who have been called into different spheres of ministry, you know, yours is high school, somebody else is something else. And, you know, of course, they struggle with, you know, the financial part of it. And as you said, it may not even just be I want to draw a salary from this, but just being able to be facilitated and hearing yes. your story. It's like God is just telling you, you know what, Sammy, I got you. Yes. And I'm going to provide. And, you know, sometimes we put God in this box, assuming that, you know, he's going to provide a certain way, and then he shows up in a totally different way. So, to be honest, that's very, very encouraging to hear. Sammy, like, I think maybe before I get to my last question, just to ask you, why do you think it's so crucial to reach out to this generation, the high school, you know, that's, I'll call them teenagers because they are, because your niche is high school ministry. Why do you think it's so crucial, you know, what you do, and especially seeing how you've done it for the past 20 years, why is it so crucial for us as Christians to reach that generation?
I'll answer you with a question.
Okay.
Carol, when did you get saved?
Wow. When I was a child. Yeah.
Let me ask you a different question. Mm. When did your husband get saved?
My husband, even him, when he was, I think, he told me in high school. He got born again in high school. Yeah.
Statistics have shown us 80% of the believers in the church today, they made a decision to follow Christ when they were in high school. Mm. Out of that 80%, 60% of that 80% got saved at Form 2. So why is it important for us to go to high school? Because that's people making the decision to follow Christ. Mm. And I'm so passionate about it. Mm. Because, Carol, I know that you and your husband run a church. Mm. I want to do a small statistic, either this coming Sunday or one of the Sundays. Mm. Just do a random statistic in church. How many of you got saved in high school? Mm. You will be surprised.
Yeah, I also have quite a number of friends who got born again in high school. So yeah,
Yes.
I haven't thought of it that way.
Many of the people that we have seen coming to the Lord in high school, today they are pastors, today they are evangelists, today missionaries, today they're doing such great work for the Lord in different spaces. Yes, and can I tell you why high school? Because there are some people when growing up, they have never heard of anything called Sunday school. The only church they're introduced to, the only Jesus they're introduced to is at high school. So that's why it is so crucial for us to go to the schools and tell them about Jesus, because some people only know about Jesus from their high schools.
And you're right, because also that's, I think, a part. I mean, that's a time when you're also battling so much with identity as a young person. And if you root them in their identity as a child of God that early in a, I mean, that early in their, lifetime, it will, that will stay with them for life. And, they'll walk knowing that I'm a child of God first, so that even when they get into school, I mean, university or their careers, they're not moved by the titles, but knowing who they are.
You know what, Carol, we say? He who wins this generation wins. Yes, that's the slogan. He who wins this generation wins. And this generation is like a white, it's like a white slate. Whoever writes on it first leaves a lasting impression.
Okay, so awesome. Sammy, thank you
We
so
want to
much.
be the first to write Jesus on them so that Jesus can be the lasting impression on them. We don't want to write secular music. We don't want to write all those funny things. We want to write Jesus on them.
Even as we get into, this weird digital age and all this messed up world, I truly appreciate the work that you're doing. Sammy, as we wrap up, I just want to find out, I mean, I just want you to perhaps encourage any of my listeners. How would you encourage them to stay the course, to fight the good fight of faith, no matter where they've been planted by God?
There's a song that really encourages me, Carol. And this song is very simple. It's a hymn, and I love hymns a lot. It says, "When the roll is called up yonder, my name will be there." And there's a scripture that says in John 9, verse 4, "Let us labor for the Master while it is still day, for night is coming when no man can work." So mine is a clarion call to everybody. Let us labor for the Master while it is still
Day.
day, for night is coming when no man can work. Yes.
Amen. Amen and
Let
amen.
everybody be encouraged. Let's labor for the Master.
Such an encouraging word, Sammy. I truly, truly appreciate. But before we go, just final thing. I know some people may be like, that voice sounds cowardly familiar. So, of course, you did high school ministry, but you've also done some things. So maybe refresh some people's memories. While you were still doing, of course, high school ministry, how have you also served God in different sort of, careers?
So yes, I was privileged by the grace of God to serve at Hope FM. I did 11 years at Hope FM.
Oh, it was 11. Wow.
11 solid years at Hope FM, and it was truly, truly such a great opportunity to serve the Lord in radio ministry. And then I went on to Truth FM. I did 17 months there, and it was a great, great honor to serve the Lord there as well. And I thank the Lord for radio and for the impact it has on the lives of people. Yes, so I really want to thank the Lord for that opportunity. Lastly, my clarion call is to everybody out there, is in Daniel 12, verse 3. Let us point a people to Jesus Christ. For they that win souls, they shall shine brightly and brightly and brightly. The Master is coming for souls, nothing else. Let's win people. Let's win souls let's win souls to Jehovah. Proverbs 11:30 says, "He who wins souls is wise."
Let us labor for the Master while it's still day, for night is coming. What an encouraging call to us believers. If you listen to Sammy's story and you're in ministry, whether it's in church or the marketplace, wherever God has planted you, keep working for God. Your reward is coming. Now you can follow Sammy Kaihori on Facebook, where he shares updates on his ministry. If you'd like to give to his ministry, please do. He really needs the support. So you can reach out to me on DM, on social media, or on email, and I can connect you to him. So let's fund the kingdom for the glory of God. We need to remember that this world is not our home. And before Jesus left the earth, when he rose from the grave, he commanded us in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Oh, 19 and 20. Eh, my husband hates me. Hates people saying two when it's just two verses. Anyway, I digress. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. To go and make disciples of all nations. It doesn't matter where he's planted you. Labor for the Lord, as Sammy has encouraged us all, because he really sees it. And as I always say, we also look forward as we labor to being told, well done, good and faithful servant, that day of his return. See the connection between Sammy and Cecilia's story? Yani, guys, God is speaking. God is speaking. So let's respond to his call. Did you like this episode and feel inspired to share your story? If you'd like to get featured on the podcast, fill in the Google form in the show notes below and I'll contact you. You can also follow me on social media at Overcome Today and send a DM or email me overcometodaypodcast@gmail.com. That's it for this week, folks. Remember Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Share this episode with a friend so that they can be encouraged, inspired, and empowered. And until next week, bless. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Today podcast. Want to support the podcast? Leave a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Also, I'd love to hear from you. If you're on Instagram, let me know what your favorite part of the show was by taking a screenshot of the episode you've tuned into and share it on your story. Tag me at Overcome Today and let me know what your takeaway from today's show was. Remember, you are more than a conqueror through him who loved you.